can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of thanks for visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for Visiting, and this is the Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting question answered on the hotline, go to hostinghotline.com, ask your question, then get it answered here on the podcast, and you're going to help so many other hosts solve problems they didn't even know they were going to have or challenges they didn't know they were going to have, and of course, help you along the way by getting your question answered. This week, we're so thankful Patrick called in, and let's all help him get his outdoor amenities dialed in.
Hey, Annette and Sarah, it's Patrick with Farmhouse 805 on the beautiful central coast of California. Got a big question for you. We've got a nice patio with a gas fire pit and a commercial grade barbecue. We've been having a lot of success with our STR, but we just don't have the budget to do a swimming pool. And I'm not a big fan of the spas for the patio, but we're thinking about adding a movie screen on the patio and maybe a little digital projector that guests can use with their cell phone or tablet or laptop to watch movies outside. Just trying to figure out if that's something that would be attractive to guests. Love to hear your feedback. Love everything about your show. Keep it up.
Patrick, thank you for calling in. What a fun question. Annette is stalking farmhouse805.com right now.
It's amazing. I want to like, they're just showing off their extra chargers by the bed. I'm here for that.
They are. And like the farm is, there's B-roll on the website, which you know I love B-roll.
There's like the fire pit. All right. Well, you're not lying. This outdoor air, look at that grill is nice and clean. Way to go. Look at these. I think that's an orange tree or a lemon tree or... Let's dig in. Let's do it. Let's increase your amenities.
So Patrick asked us specifically what our thoughts would be on a movie projector, right? A screen, and then maybe a way for his guests to be able to control the movie projector and the screen and watch things that they can control from their, whether it's an iPad provided by Farmhouse 805 or maybe their own. And my first thing was going to be like, well, it is outdoor noise. Is that going to be okay with your neighbors? But looking at your site, it doesn't look like you have neighbors super close by.
And Patrick, we were just around slow. San Luis Obispo. We should have come and done a live hosting hotline. Yeah, it doesn't look like he has any neighbors. So I don't think noise or the reflection or the lights. And I'm pretty sure you can get these fairly inexpensively online. And it is very easy to get the screen and the device, the iPhone and then the player. This is one of those things that's such a minimal cost testing it out. And heck, if your guests don't like it, bring it to your house. You know, I like these like low lift type amenities that I think could be such a memory maker of watching their favorite movie on your property. I think it's lovely.
Like to play out the event in my head and of course then do it in real life. But okay, so everyone is going to go outside and they're going to watch something together. So like, are there maybe some recommendations? Like what is the Farmhouse 805 recommended your favorite
movies to watch, right? Yep. Or family favorites, or is there anything that takes place in your area or, you know, that might be special to the farm? And then I'm thinking, okay, where are they going to sit? I do see your Adirondack chairs around the fire pit. Are you imagining them moving them in front of the screen? Do you have different seats for that? And then what about blankets? Is it going to be cold outside when they watch, you know, when the sun sets? What about snacks? Are there glasses that are going to go outside that aren't going to break? So you think about the whole experience and how you can not only make it so that it's easy to reset guest to guest, and it's really an easy lift or an easy as possible lift for your turnover team. And then, of course, as enjoyable as possible for your guests to optimize watching outside. And then once you get all the ideas in your head onto paper, you want to have, I think, like a friends and family open, right? Have your friends and family over to enjoy it, or have a guest who could be your beta user and see that if there are any ways that you can improve that experience and make sure that you have everything they need when they go reach for it to really optimize that movie watching time.
This is a great idea.
Want to know our best kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR must-haves master list, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The must-haves master list is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks in to your short-term rental and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE must-have master list by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
I mean, I know there are lots of hosts and you can kind of just see the competition in your area, but I understand like a pool or a, you know, a spa jacuzzi isn't something you're interested in, but there might be something that's a lower cost of maybe a sauna or a cold plunge. There's a lot of other things that people are testing the market just to see. And I see you have some games outside too. Like you could do some other outdoor games, but I think definitely the movie screen is such a fun, because that can be enjoyed by one person, two people, a family, just friends. I think that's something that everyone can definitely enjoy.
Another tip for you too, Patrick, is, and we've been sharing this with as many people as we can because we've been doing it on our own research from our competitors, Patrick, but if there's anyone else that is around you that guests might consider to stay at instead of your place, to copy and paste all of the reviews from your competitors, paste it into ChatGPT, and prompt ChatGPT to pull out their favorite things about that guest mentioned in their reviews, or the things that they say in their reviews that are missing from their stay. And that's a great way, without having to dig into data that you necessarily have to pay for, to see what that return on your investment would be if you did invest in some sort of water feature, right? Like, are you missing out on revenue because you do not have a hot tub or a pool? And if you are and you're okay with that, great. If you are and you're not okay with it, I love Annette's idea of, could you do a cold plunge or maybe some other outdoor experience like a sauna, or maybe just a water feature that someone can sit around to and listen to and just enjoy in that regard. And then maybe you want to be completely different from your competitors and they don't have this outdoor movie watching experience, but you do. And maybe they're like me, and I'd rather not get wet when I'm enjoying, like I'm relaxing. Like I just don't like, I also don't like hot tubs or getting into pools. So I think the movie watching experience could be really cool and a way to differentiate yourself from other people that would might want to choose where to stay in your area.
And last but not least, I don't know if your farm is a working farm or anything like that, but we just did a STR share on a family that does something specifically around the farm, even just like some weekend events. I don't know if there's a way to have other potential sources of revenue, if there's some other things that you could do fun on the farm. And heck, you could even call it fun on the farm. So there you go. We'll brand it for you.
Patrick, thank you so much for calling in, asking your question. Keep us posted, Patrick. Will you email us when you launch your new outdoor experience?
Get the pictures on your website, because your outdoor area on your website is
incredible.
Incredible, everybody. And we're going to give Patrick some free love right now because he called in. So go to Farmhouse 805 and check it out if you're in that area. Please stay with them. And then also check them out on Instagram at Farmhouse 805. And yes, we were just in San Luis Obispo, so maybe we'll have to come back.
And if you, again, want to get your question answered on the hotline, go to hostinghotline.com. It's a super simple process. We love answering your questions here on the podcast. It's also just so helpful for us to know, what are hosts asking these days? What are things that you're considering? What challenges are you up against? Let us help you face them, overcome them. With that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.